Thank you for calling Essential Health. This is Amina. How can I help you?
Hi, Amina. My name is Esther. I'm calling from Independent Home Care. I'm calling regarding a member's authorization. Two things. The last paper authorization that I received on file has a start date of 10/13, but on the portal I see there's a new auth from 11/1, so I haven't received that one. But the reason I was calling is based on that authorization. It looks like the units are short. Unless there has been a change in the authorized hours that I'm unaware of.
What's the date of birth of the member so I can get you in touch with the care team?
6/11/69.
Later is the last name?
Yes, Charlene.
All right. Just a moment, please.
Sure.
Hello.
Hi. Can you hear
me? Hi, is this Esther?
Yes.
Hi, how are you? You're calling in regards to Charlene?
Yes. Were you briefed on the reason for my call?
Yeah, it sounds like we were looking for an authorization to be sent over to you.
Yeah, more than that. It looks like the authorization that is for 11-1 has a shortage in units. If you could look at that for me. Yeah, the authorization is only provided for 92 units of services from 11-1 to 531. And at this point, we have utilized all those units.
And is that for, what is it for?
The PCA.
Okay. Is this for hours we're speaking about?
What was that?
I'm not sure exactly what is it that we're looking for. Is it hours you're looking for, or is it a product you're looking for?
No, the member's authorized for PCA services, five hours per week, unless that has changed. If the member is getting 5 hours per week, then we would need 20 units per week for the authorization. But the authorization has of 92 units. That would only cover 4 weeks of service from the start of the authorization. And this authorization runs until May 31. So we only managed to cover service hours from November and December. Anything past that is getting denied because there's not enough units provided on the authorization. So it's either an issue with the way UM has created the authorization, unless the members' hours have changed, and I'm unaware. But, again, it's only 5 hours per week. I'm not aware that hours would be less than that.
Let me see. It looks like I'm going to check out the latest authorization I have. The one I'm looking at right now is from, this one is from This one that I'm looking at is good until May 31st, 2026. It's 4 hours per week PCA, 2 hours a day, 2 days a week.
Four hours per week?
Yes, I got 4 hours per week PCA.
Okay, and what's the effective date of that authorization?
The effective date on this authorization is 10/13/25.
What's the auth number on this one?
One second.
Or like the plan reference number?
Jeez, there's a lot in here. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because there seems to be a later auth also. Okay, 101?
101-3M9.
Mm-hmm.
C5G.
Okay. Yeah, I have that one. There has been another one issued for a later start date of 11-1. I have a different auth number for that.
For 11-1, let me see. It's the same 10/13/25 to 5/31/26. Anything else I have is older than that.
Are you able to search up something by an auth number?
Give me 1 moment.
Sure.
What auth number do you have? I just found another one. This one's from May.
No, this is from 11-1. The auth number for this is 866-054-331.
No, that's different.
And this is from your portal, from the center's portal.
Well, give me 1 moment. I'm going to reach out to the care manager. They might have more information than I do, okay?
Right. Okay, who am I speaking with?
1 second. My name is Tiana.
Okay. She heard me, not Rebecca. I think Rebecca's a little too quiet for that.
How many more units were you requesting?
Give me 1 second. I have a calculator here for that. Need calculator.
You said your name was Esther, right?
Yeah, my name's Esther.
Got it. I think you said 90 units or 91 more?
No, hold on. I have to calculate it. Okay. I mean, based on your portal, there's supposed to be a new one that started 11-1 and ends May 31. So that would be June. I mean, also you said it's 4 hours, not 5 hours per week, right?
That's the one that I see on the authorization I have.
Okay. Then that would be 485 units in total for the duration of this authorization.
A total of 485 units.
Hold on 1 second. Yeah.
185 units to fulfill the duration of the authorization.
What was that?
I was repeating what you said. 485 units to fulfill the duration for the rest of the off dates.
Yeah, so from 11-1 to 5-31, if it's 4 mm-hmm. hours per week, we would need 400 and... Sorry, let me just go back. I did 5 hours.
I got 485
units, yes.
Okay, where are we calling from?
Sorry, what was that?
What was the facility calling from?
Independent Home Care.
Just a moment, I'm waiting on the response. Is it just for transportation?
No. This is for home care. PCA services for home care.
I know. That was the question she asked me. Well, with everything I told her, so.
No,
she said just for transportation.
Who says just for transportation?
The care manager.
Oh, I'm not aware of what it's.
Yeah, I didn't. I don't know where that came from.
No, home care is not transportation.
Yep, it's for home care, you know. I'm going to send you over to the care manager. Hang on 1 second, okay?
Okay.
Hello, this is Deja.
Hi, Deja. My name is Esther. I'm calling from Independent Home Care.
Hi.
Hi. I was calling regarding a member, Charlene Laderer.
Okay.
I don't know if Keanu or whoever I spoke was briefed you on the call or not yet.
Yes. Okay, so...
You can tell me if the member's approved for 4 hours per week. So the last authorization I have here was... effective from 10/13 of 25, but on Essentia's portal there's a different authorization that's effective 11/1, but that authorization has insufficient units to cover the duration of the authorization for this service.
Okay, so the units needs to be updated.
Yeah. I also see that, hold on, for some reason they put the authorization in as 5 hours, but is it actually 5 or 4?
It was updated to 5 because I was told that there was an additional hour that could be covered.
Yeah, okay. So I originally told Kiana on the call that about the total units required, but if it's for 5, we need more units. The authorization should have 606 units.
Okay.
Are you able
I can send a request to the authorization team.
Okay.
To see if they can go ahead and update that.
Okay.
And then they can fax over the updated authorization letter.
Yeah. Can I provide a fax number to you?
Sure.
All right, let me
and
I
am ready.
Okay, 315-862-5001.
Okay.
And then, do you know this is something that would get processed soon or, like, would be a few days?
probably a few days.
Okay. I'm curious if you're also seeing this auth that I have. Because on the portal, it has a different authorization number than what we last received and what Kiana was able to see when I just spoke with her.
Yeah, so I see the auth dated for 10/13.
Mm-hmm.
And then that is for 527 approved units, and that is for the 4 hours per week.
Right, and then on the portal, there's a new newer authorization with an effective date of 11/1. It's shown that the entered date was October 14. That's when it was created, this authorization. It has a different authorization number, and that's from 11/1 to 5/31.
Okay.
Since that's the latest authorization on the portal, that's the only one that my billing team is able to submit claims on, and... Their claims are getting denied already because the 92 units that's on that authorization has already been fully utilized for services in November and December.
Okay, so what I will do is send this to the authorization team to indicate that the approved units is not sufficient for the approved service.
Sorry, can you repeat that?
I will send it to the authorization team
okay.
to reflect that the approved units is not sufficient to cover the approved service.
Yeah.
And you're saying that it should be how many units?
It needs to be 606.
606 units.
Yeah.
Okay. So I will go ahead and send an email.
Okay, and sorry, I didn't catch your name. What is it?
Deja.
Deja, okay. And you're the care manager for her case?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, thank you so much.
You're very welcome.
Okay,
you take care.
Okay, bye-bye.